Sheila Martin's here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. Ireland's exports increased between January and June, while imports fell. Data from the Central Statistics Office shows that exports of goods jumped 6% in the first half of the year, with a value of over €107 billion. There was a softening of exports over the month of June. Cara Lynch is partner in the BDO Customs and International Trade Services Department, and she joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
The exports look healthy for the first half of the year. Is the softening in June something to be concerned about, and what do you put it down to?
It is a little bit, actually, because what we're seeing is that the numbers for the first 6 months of this year, as we know, are up by 6%. But when you delve into that, June shows a decline. And when you delve into that, what you're seeing is that the exports of pharma and chemical products to the UK are substantially reduced. So when you look at the exports of pharma and chemical products to the UK, they're down by about 50% in the first 6 months of this year compared to the first 6 months of last year. Now, that has been changed by, you know, that's not causing a major issue, because what we're seeing is increase in pharma and chemical to the US. So what we are seeing there is a change in trading pattern, where the UK is less important for our pharma chemical industry than now the US is.
When we talk about chemicals, what are we talking about there?
So it's with chemicals. Chemicals are kind of the raw material for the manufacture of the finished pharmaceutical drug. So what we export in Ireland and what we make in Ireland is a lot of what's called APIs, which are really the kind of the patented product to make the patented pharmaceutical drug. So chemicals going down shows you that production is going down, whereas finished pharmaceuticals going down shows you consumer purchase is going down.
Now, we heard there from Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary in relation to Dublin Airport and the passenger cap. When I think of exports, I think of them being shipped out of the country, but are many of them flown out of the country?
You do get goods being flown out, particularly kind of small, valuable products. Again, your chemical and pharma. So a lot of our food and agri products going to the UK would all be shipped. But you'd see a lot of the kind of the small package pharma and API type product, chemical production products, they would be flown out.
Okay. Now, exports to Britain were $1.1 billion in June, 7% of total exports. Traditional exports between Ireland and the UK, it's still performing quite well.
It's great because Irish exporters in the traditional industry, and particularly, say, food and agri, have faced a lot of challenges over the first 6 months of this year. Up to January 24, the UK allowed imports from Ireland on a kind of an exceptional basis, say, compared to the EU. We had a lot less restrictions, but they all changed from January, and every couple of months there was an increase in the number of restrictions, checks, border control checks, requirements to be established in the UK, requirements to register with the Department of Agriculture. But Irish exporters have really overcome that and held up their market share very solidly.
Because we spoke to you a lot in the lead up to Brexit,
yes,
and since and everything, so they are doing okay.
Very, very well, very prepared. I have to say, Irish companies, as I think I've continually said, really put the work into preparing for Brexit and pre-preparing for it, taking advantage of all the grants, the training, putting that time in, and you're really seeing the result.
Okay. Looking further afield to China, can you tell us about the concerns about imported goods from China?
Yeah, the big issue here is the anti-dumping duties on EVs. So that's got a lot of media attention, obviously, because of the EU position on China imports. So provisional anti-dumping duties were introduced, but only about a week or two ago, actually in July. So they haven't hit the market as yet. So what we're seeing is continued increase in imports of cars, electric cars from China. Not huge, but like we're seeing solid, you'll see them on the roads. It's like quite a solid number of Chinese electric cars. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out with that extra anti-dumping duty of around, I think it's around 20% or so coming in, which will hit from July on.
And is this due to over-manufacturing of those EV cars in China?
And also to protect the European car manufacturing industry. So what we're trying to do is obviously protect the European industry and reduce our reliance on Chinese imports of cars, which I think the EU is getting concerned that there was a huge change in patterns there, and people were, and I think we can see it on the roads, people were buying more Chinese cars.
Okay, interesting. Cara Lynch from BDO Customs and International Trade, thank you very much for coming to us this morning.